Chicago woman accused in stabbing was on bail for allegedly slashing others. By Amy Furr on March 6, 2023. A Chicago woman is accused of stabbing someone in January while she was on bail for alleged stabbings last year, as the city endures rampant crime. In 2022, Shanella Williams was charged with slashing a woman she saw walking in June, CWV Chicago reported Sunday. A photo shows the suspect involved in the case. The victim told police she was in the 1700 block of West North Avenue when Williams parked a red Kia across the street, crossed over, and bumped into her while making a swiping motion, the outlet said, adding the victim's arm wound required 13 stitches. The suspect was arrested again several weeks ago and accused of stabbing four others in January. Those incidents allegedly happened while she was on bail regarding the 2022 case. Police have since charged her with attempted murder in the recent case. The report continued. Officials say Williams walked into a laundromat in the 4300 block of West 26th Street and stabbed a 61-year-old woman in the leg around 7:20 a.m. on January 12. Williams fled the scene in a red car, allegedly the same red vehicle that other victims and witnesses described to police after other attacks. The victim in the incident was critically wounded. Meanwhile, a motive for the alleged attacks has not yet been reported. Officials are currently holding Williams behind bars without bail. In January, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., vowed to fight for a Democrat-approved law that could abolish bail across his state, Breitbart News reported. The law would free numerous violent crime suspects prior to their trial. However, this week, the Illinois Supreme Court halted the bail abolishment law for the time being after a lower court ruled that the law violated the state's constitution, the outlet said. Meanwhile, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D., recently lost her bid for re-election, and one unflattering moment leading up to the loss was when she danced at a parade as residents suffer the crime wave, according to Breitbart News. The outlet said, she continued to fail to address rising crime in her own city, with thousands of homicides and shootings under her leadership.